guys. My name is Claire Price, and I work for the Peacock Plume, and today we're going to be doing a podcast called Mental Health, a Discussion. And today we're here with Max and Josh, and yeah, we're going to have a little talk.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey.
I'm Josh. I'm a freshman at AUP. I'm from Los Angeles. We're here to talk about mental health today, yeah.
Yeah.
My name's Max. I was a freshman. I'm taking a bit of a break. I'm going to be back in September. And, yeah, we're going to be talking about stuff that we go through and how we can, I guess, help other people and help ourselves.
How has depression affected your academic performance?
Oh, not at all.
Not at all?
When I tell you, like... Well, because, like, I feel like depression makes everything else feel like it's falling apart in my life, and, like, academics is, like, the one thing I can keep together. Like, the
really?
One thing, yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. I guess, to answer that question, I gotta say, I was diagnosed with depression officially when I was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never able to... When basically, my depression comes, like, in and out, like... From basically it's there to it's really there. And when I do work, I lose motivation really fast because it just all feels pointless to me. I wasn't able to complete a lot of work in my beginning of my freshman year, which is why I withdrew for a semester. So yeah, it's really hit me hard.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a similar experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually you'll just believe it, right?
Okay. So yeah, I think I've had a similar experience to you, because it's really brought my motivation down to the point where I feel like I'll think about all the assignments I have and I'll just get so overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
by the volume that I just shut down. And I feel, I don't know, it's really difficult for me to start something because I just feel like I'm just going to be doing it forever and ever and ever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just feel like if I don't do it, I never start, that it just doesn't exist, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, at the last minute, I'm like freaking out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad habit, but yeah, the motivation aspect of it really has like,
well, the problem is like, in the moment, it's just, like, you have no motivation for absolutely, like, anything.
Yeah.
Not
just,
even any, yeah.
Well, it's, like, you're, like, looking at least, like, I've had it with different stuff, but it's, like, you're looking at something so trivial. It's, like, it's a homework assignment, and at the same time, it's, like, I want to die. So it's, like, well, I think I'll focus on that a little bit.
Yeah, and sometimes when you're so depressed, you're in bed, and you just forget about everything. So it's, like... motivation doesn't even come up because you forgot you even had an assignment because your mind just goes blank.
That forgetting stuff thing
yeah.
is so true. I'll literally have like 400 things that I know are supposed to be going on and it's just like
mm-hmm.
all floating like up here somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And have you guys found a way to like get over that and just like get her done?
I mean, sheer force of will if something is, like, desperately, like, needs to be done. A lot of weed.
Yeah.
We're gonna be honest.
Yeah, definitely. Because I know that everyone says that weed brings down your motivation, but for me, it's kind of helped me focus and helped me, like, get off my feet. I mean, get on my feet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys find it similar...
I mean, oh, go on.
I tried it for a bit, and at the beginning, it really helped. I was able to, when I wasn't high, I was able to focus a lot more and be more productive. But in the long term, and I'm talking about, like, 2 or 3 months, it ended up just going back to normal. But it definitely, like, if you need a temporary boost, and if you're going through something that you know will be temporary, weed definitely helps, for me at least. I mean... thing with weed is it affects everyone a little bit differently, so it really depends on who
yeah.
you are.
Sativa over indica always. But no, yeah, like just helps me like perk me up, or like when I'm having like just a really shitty time, it's just like a nice break to like calm down and like bring things back.
Yeah, that's definitely the same for me, because I think smoking helps me kind of put things in perspective, just be like, okay,
definitely,
if I just do this one assignment, then I'll just be one step closer, and it'll be all fine after just a little bit of time, and it just helps me kind of, like, not think about it as much, because I'm just like, do, you know?
Yeah, like, recentering, like, what you said is, like, so true, because it, like, brings me back to reality, and it's like, mm-hmm. the world's not about to end, like, everything is okay,
yeah.
like, it's just a day.
Yeah, definitely, and I think depression and anxiety really go hand in hand here.
Oh, twin sisters,
it's
girl.
The same.
They're hanging out.
Yeah, it's basically the same exact thing. I don't think I know any... Well, I mean, I don't really know, but I don't know a lot of people with depression who don't also have anxiety.
I always question, like, mental health diagnoses in that, like, how many of them are so similar to each other, and, like, how many of them have, like, anxiety and depression run so many of the same symptoms, if you look.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, people who are, like, bipolar, same thing with people who are, like, schizophrenic, like, so many different, like, attributes are, like, found across ones, and so I think it's interesting where it's, like, you can kind of just be, like, fucked in every single way.
Yeah, definitely.
When I was in probably my worst point of my depression, I had schizophrenic symptoms, and, it's really hard because they didn't know what to diagnose me with, either as schizophrenic or psychotic, because they didn't know if I was really having those symptoms or not. So yeah, when people say, like, diagnoses aren't always correct, it's because a lot of the times they don't really know. So it's really hard when you're being diagnosed with something.
Yeah, definitely. I think you really, especially if you're being diagnosed by a psychiatrist and then being put on medication, I think obviously it takes a lot of work and trial and,
yeah.
you know, having to change things, and it can be really complicated.
And that's definitely one thing you got to keep in mind, is that the odds of them getting it right the first time with your medication is close to none.
Mm-hmm.
It's really lucky. I've been on so many different variants of antidepressants and benzos and just everything.
Different milligrams of everything.
Different
yeah.
milligrams.
I feel like they're going to run out eventually of medication.
Oh my god, they will. Well, the best part is, too, is I think it's funny, is, like, multiple, like, medications go for, like, 8 different conditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, Zoloft can be used for depression and bipolar, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, what are we fucking with here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. And also the way that it interacts with weed can be... Like, I don't know, for me it hasn't been a problem, but, like, for you guys, has it been?
Well, for me, it may be one of the reasons I went psychotic. People don't know, I don't believe so, but a lot of the psychiatrists have said that my, interaction with marijuana while on, I forget the name of the medicine, but I'm gonna definitely follow up on that eventually when I figure it out, is what caused me to go psychotic. I don't believe so, but it's a possibility, so really watch out when
yeah.
you're smoking.
So, like, not on weed, but on other things.
Oh, yeah. It can be really dangerous to, like, drink and, like, whatever.
So, yeah, I took acid when I was doing it. And you get, like, me and, like, a couple other friends who experienced depression, at least, and, like, so antidepressants are known to do really, really weird things with
mm-hmm.
hallucinogens, and I had, like, some really weird experiences. Like, I, like, talked to, like, dead family members and shit, and,
whoa.
Like, it was a lot more, like,